From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One eminent lawyer explains why CARICOM shouldn't rush a Caribbean Court of Justice.
We have people being put in positions here where they're really not qualified.
The fate of Cable and Wireless in St. Lucia could be decided in talks planned for Wednesday. And cruise ship passengers sample Nivishan Tourism Week, but not by choice. I'm Natalie Williams, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM heads may be overly optimistic in aiming for a Caribbean Court of Justice within a three-year time frame. One critic of the move, well-respected Guyanese-born lawyer Dr. Fenton Ramsahoy, puts three decades as a more realistic target for establishing a credible final court of appeal. He's describing the current attempt as a move by CARICOM governments to establish a makeshift judiciary without a unified legal profession. Trinidad-based Dr. Ramsahoy told me why the move from Britain's Privy Council to the region's own court must be a carefully thought-out matter.
We have a lot of lobbying here for jobs, you know. We have people being put in positions here where they're really not qualified. And if we try to make up a final appellate court drawn from that kind of system,